Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together, we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your Homeschool Companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for being with us. We are reading from this wonderful book called Windows on God's World by Dr. James Tucker. And he is, you know, he's got so much material in each one of these that I could see it being a integrated science, Bible, even history curriculum for the week. You as the mother or father could make a family style lesson from this and cover all of your science, your history, and your Bible. And of course, if you wanted to have them do research and things like that, it could even become part of your English or creative writing. But today we're talking about the amazing starfish body. And our text is Job 12:7-8. But ask now, and the fishes of the sea shall declare unto thee. Job 12:7-8. These verses from Job are God in his, you know, humorous way saying, Job, look it, you don't know anything. You really don't. None of us do. The fish of the sea and all other of God's creation have amazing things to reveal to us. Consider, for example, the starfish. Starfish are among the strangest appearing creatures in the ocean. Most species have 5 arms that grow out from a central body, but some may have only 4. Others may have as many as 40, but needless to say, they're all called starfish. The mouth, situated in the center on the underside, is surrounded by a nerve ring with the nerve leading from the ring down each arm array. In order to eat, the starfish opens an oyster or other shell by pulling the shell's halves apart with the suction of hundreds of tiny tube feet on the other underside of each ray. Then the strange animal turns its stomach inside out and literally digests the mollusk right out of its shell. Yum. The arms of a starfish are remarkable tools. Without them, the animal could not move, eat, or see. When a starfish wants to travel, the arm closest to the direction that they want to go is extended. Suckers on the ends of the feet anchor the animal, and the feet are then shortened, resulting in a forward pull. The suckers can anchor the starfish so firmly that many are broken off when the fish is pried loose from a solid object. A tiny red spot at the end of each ray is light sensitive, telling the creature whether it is moving into a dark crevice or areas of stronger light. If an arm breaks off, the body of the starfish can grow a new one. The piece broken off does not usually survive. However, if the severed arm retains central body parts, it can grow an entirely new starfish. That means a starfish torn apart can create as many new ones as there are arms. The starfish is one more small part of God's creation that tells us of his great ingenuity and something of the marvels of his ways. God is a creator God. He created us in his image, and so it's very important to provide ways for your young people and yourself to be creative. Well, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for being with us today. I ask that our mind will be connected with your mind as we talk about learning and doing the best that we can for our young people. I know that there are many families that really feel at loss because public school is no longer an option, Lord. We know you're coming soon and we don't want our children in that environment anymore. Please be with us today. All this I pray in the holy name. Ta-da! So we had just been talking about the amazing creator God, and that's one of the reasons why we always have an arts and craft section because it just has to go with our amazing Creator God. I could talk a long time about how evolution, and with young children, dinosaurs in particular, have been used to convince children that evolution is truth. It's a doctrine that evolutionists push using dinosaurs and other fossils, and we need to counteract it. We really do. So one of the ways is to always be bringing up how wonderful God is in all of his creation, how creative he is. So today we've been talking about starfish. I put a little video in Windows in the Board called Windows on God's World. And I also put some easy starfish crafts that your children can make, because there's nothing like making something. It really satisfies that creative part that God made us. So, you know, have fun learning, because that's what you're supposed to do, because God has so much fun creating you. He had so much fun creating all of the interesting things in the world, and he wants you to have fun too. So have fun learning. So in our curriculum corner, we're going to talk about a game called Cyber Chase Fractions. And even though it costs something, it is worth it. Because if your child can understand fractions, when they hit algebra, it will be so easy for them. And they just need to get... I don't spare anything to help my child learn fractions. I point them out when we're cooking. I talk about them a lot because... how about when you're eating pizza? Talk about fractions. You want one whole pizza, or do you want 12 twelfths of a pizza, or would you like 6/6 of a pizza? You know, when you ask that first question, it's like, what is she talking about? But those kinds of things where you take every day and mix it. And fractions, they need to learn how to work with fractions. So I highly recommend Cyber Chase Fractions. Cyber Chase Fractions. Don't forget that. Questions parents ask. Well, this question is coming from a family who says, I need advice on boundaries to set. One of our older children has come out and has married someone who is a gay. So what do you do? Well, I'm here to tell you that we all have a sin. We are all products of a sinful world. We cannot say that we're perfect. And God has said, whoever is perfect, cast the first stone. I think that for your children, you should model an unconditional love for your older child. It's not what you would have for them, but you are not God, and you should not judge. And there's many books and many articles about children who've gone that way and then have come back. And there's many reasons. You do not know everything that your child has experienced. I have a dearly beloved friend who, in high school, her friend got her drunk and convinced her that she was a lesbian. Do you know how much she loathes it, but she's stuck in that relationship? All I can do is love her. I can't say, you know, I mean, now they even have adopted children. I wouldn't want to destroy the lives of those children. I don't understand it all myself, but I know that God does. He knows everything that we've experienced. And so that's my advice. Take it for whatever it's worth. Well, stay tuned for the second half of our show. We're finishing up an interview with Mark Hancock, the CEO of Trail Life. We'll be right back.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.
Welcome. I am doing part two with my interview with Mark Hancock. He is the CEO of Trail Life, and this is a faith-based organization for boys ages 5 to 18, or is that correct?
Yeah, from kindergarten all the way up through high school.
Kindergarten all the way up to high school. He also is the father of two homeschooled sons, who one is a sophomore at Liberty and the other is graduated and is going to be a teacher.
He is. The Classical Fantastic. Academy in Atlanta. We're very excited for him.
Classical Academy in Atlanta. Wow. How far away is that from your home?
It's about 3 hours.
So it's really, you know, he's launching.
He's launching. He's not going to come home to do laundry, which
yes.
is good.
Yes.
But also, if we want to go down and visit him for a weekend, we can do that.
Yes, you can do that. You know you're successful as a parent when your child launches.
Mm-hmm.
And we also know that emerging into that adulthood is painful.
Mm-hmm.
It's full of unknowns for the young adult. And as a parent, you want to, you know, prevent them from making any mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tearing away in a way.
It's
I say
an
it's
interesting
more,
time for
more painful.
Parents.
Sometimes more painful than actually giving birth to them in the first place. But all is good. And then you know you really have arrived when your children forgive you for your parenting mistakes.
And I look forward to that.
they always have something that they can throw back at you. And then after a while, after they become parents, trust me, they go, I understand,
now
Mom,
I get
now
it.
I understand. But until then, there might be some ups and downs. Just focus on the relationship. And anyway, Mark, I want to talk about some of the books and resources and what it looks like to be a trailman in your organization. So let's start with, what does it look like?
Well, Trail Life is active in over 900 churches across the country, over 30,000 trailmen that we have right now in all 50 states. And typically they'll show up at their troop meeting one night during the week, usually at the church, at the chartering church. Maybe the homeschool co-op is chartering a troop and they have a location they meet at. And they'll work on their badges. They'll do the pledges and the oaths, and they'll work together on character things, leadership, adventure. Those are the things we focus on. And usually once a month, and they'll break up into groups. We have them separated from kindergarten, from fifth grade, and then sixth through eighth grade, and then the high school age. And they all start together, and they break up into those groups, and they work on their individual advancements and skills. The younger boys are focusing on knowledge. They're learning a lot of things, both about the Bible and about the outdoors and about how to use the outdoors, how to enjoy creation. The middle grade boys are starting to learn how to lead. They're broken up into patrols, and they may be in charge of a small group of boys and doing an activity or working on a badge together. And the high school boys are totally self-led. The adults kind of sit in the back of the room while the high school boys are leading themselves and making their decisions. And that may be something like planning their next camping trip or the next hike or something like that. And that typically happens once a month. We'll head out and do some sort of hike or camp out or some sort of event. Right now we have 400 boys gathered in West Virginia at a summer adventure. We call them summer adventures from a number of different states. They gather together there. And so somewhere along the line, those boys had to sit down and plan that. How are they going to get there? How are they going to raise the funds if it took money? So it's we're growing character, leadership skills, and exposing boys to outdoor adventure, which is a great place to learn life skills. You know, I know my sons, training them in the outdoors, they learned how to pack their own backpack. They in which now when our families go on vacation, they pack for themselves. You know, it's not mom doing it. It's just they know how to think ahead. What am I going to need? What great skills they learn through the experience of trail life. Because if you get out in a camp out and you've only got one pair of socks and it gets wet, you learn real fast. Next time I need to pack an extra pair of socks. So it's great opportunities for boys to grow in character, to have exposure to leading a small group. And, of course, our advancements program, our achievements program is second to none. We have a robust awards program. Our highest award is called the Freedom Award. Typically, a boy's going to be 16, 17, 18 years old before he can earn that award, before he's acquired enough badges and faith experience and faith-building experiences to earn that award. But it's a great opportunity for dads and sons to connect in a new way, and even sons, boys who don't have dads. So we have a lot of men in our program who are passionate about the next generation. Maybe they have a daughter, but they would love to be in the outdoors, and so they volunteer in a local troop, and so they're taking those boys out camping and hiking, and so they get the chance to do the guy things they want to do. So single moms love Trail Life because they've been crying out to God for good godly men to help mentor their sons, and those are the types of things that you'll experience at a Trail Life meeting.
What a blessing. So this one booklet, Let Boys Be Boys, 3 Winning Strategies for the Leaders of Boys.
Yeah.
Can you share at least 2 of those strategies?
I can. I wrote that booklet actually for our leaders in our organization, but then people started telling me, you know, I shared this with our children's pastor. I shared this with the nursery leaders. I shared this with my pastor. And so we rewrote the book just to speak to any leaders of boys. And the first strategy is to say you have to embrace the understanding. You have to follow the science that says that boys and girls are different.
Yes.
That there's physical, emotional differences, developmental differences between boys and girls. And we can't pretend like there isn't. Any engaged parent or any teacher who's paying attention knows that boys and girls are different. Well, boys are now twice as likely to be in special education, 3 times more likely to be ADHD. They have fallen behind girls in every single academic category. They used to lead in things like science and math, but now they've fallen behind girls in every single category. More girls going to college than boys, more girls getting bachelor's degrees, more girls getting master's degrees, more girls getting doctors. We love girls. Girls are wonderful. The boys are somehow getting the short end of the stick in this kind of toxic culture. And so we say, pay attention that there are some real differences between boys. If we don't pay attention, then what's going to happen is what we're seeing. We think about boys as being like the canaries in the coal mine of our culture. They would take the canaries into the coal mine to see if there were noxious fumes. If the canary stopped singing, you knew you needed to pay attention. Well, boys have stopped singing in our culture. Suicide rates, drug abuse rates, they're being mowed down in record numbers. So we say pay attention to these strategies.
Now, are any of those statistics in this book?
Yeah, it's a real quick read. In fact, it's available for free for download at traillifeusa.com. So you can download Let Boys Be Boys for free.
What a great resource.
It really is. I hand them out all the time. Sometimes I'm in an airport and I'll see a mom and a dad with a boy who's climbing on the seats and doing everything. I'm like, you know, he's just being a boy.
Yes.
Let's not punish him. It's like he's not some sort of social disease that needs to be eradicated. He's a boy. That's what boys do. And so we talk about recognizing that there are actual differences. And we talk about risk and competition, which boys are drawn to. We need to recognize that boys appreciate risk and competition. Girls on a lesser basis are drawn to that. Girls are more relationship oriented. But boys need that risk and competition. They need to know that they can win at something. And through a culture that has done participation trophies and things like that, it's been horrible for boys because they're like, well, what's the use? Why even try? And so we're encouraging leaders to get risk and competition back into the life of boys. And those are two of the strategies.
And it makes them stretch, yes. And we don't want to tell the third one because we want you to get that
it's free.
Read it for yourself. Let Boys Be Boys, 3 Winning Strategies for Leaders of Boys. And it's on the website. That's traillifeusa.com.
Right.
And then the other one is 5 Critical Needs of Boys. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming that 2 of them would be the risk and competition that you talked about.
Yeah, I wrote that book and we use the language of the trail. So it talks about things, what does a boy need on a journey like this? So he needs things like a compass and a flashlight and a guide and a map, and he needs a mountain to climb. That's the 5th one we talk about. Boys need a challenge. You know, I believe that we're raising a generation of unproductive narcissists. You know, they're unproductive because we're not expecting anything of them, and they're narcissists because we haven't let them be wrong. And so boys need a challenge. They need to fail so that they can figure out that, okay, you know what? I failed. Now I'm going to go back. I'm going to try harder. I'm going to get it this time. That's a great lesson. We have more young men living at home than in the history of the census since they started tracking that in 1960. And that's this failure to launch thing because boys are getting out from the protection of the family. They're failing one time and then running home again because they haven't learned failure is part of life. You get up and some of my greatest lessons come from failures.
Yes.
So we learn to fail and we learn to recover from that and try harder. We make our adjustments and we go on. Boys aren't learning that like they used to be able to learn that. So 5 Critical Needs of Boys talks about the importance of a mountain, something to climb, a challenge for a boy.
Mm. And I think there are more boy moms than ever before, mm-hmm. because I know so many families that all they have, 7 sons. Mm-hmm. They tried and tried for a girl and always had sons. And some of these things are really appropriate if my friends would read these books, Let Boys Be Boys, Three Winning Strategies for Leaders of Boys, and mm-hmm. 5 Critical Needs of Boys. Mm-hmm. Is that also on the website, traillifeusa.com?
Yes, both of those books are available for download for free.
What a great gift. And I know it's because you have a heart for mm-hmm. these young boys and young men. Mm-hmm. So as we look forward, we can kind of close out the show with, you know, what do you anticipate? Are you going to provide more resources? Mm-hmm. Are you going to go international? Maybe you've gone international. I don't know.
No, we haven't gone international. Don't have any plans to, but Trail Life is growing in leaps and bounds. If your listeners go to traillifeusa.com and click on Get Connected, they'll see a map of the United States. You can put in your zip code or your address or something, and it'll show you the troops that are nearby, and you can click on that troop, and it'll let them know that you're interested in joining. Or if you don't have a troop, it'll show you how to get a troop started from your church.
Fantastic.
So we've seen amazing growth. The last 4 months have been a record growth for Trail Life USA. We did well during COVID because the outdoors was the safest place to be. And so our troops continue to hike and camp and enjoy the outdoors while everybody else was hiding inside. So we've seen some tremendous growth.
So to be involved, you probably have a statement of faith mm-hmm. that, so let's say someone who is a non-believer, mm-hmm. but they're a seeker. I always call that group kind of they're seeking. Mm-hmm. God's wooing mm-hmm. them mm-hmm. to an organization.
Yeah.
And so how could they still join?
They sure can. All of the adults sign a statement of faith and a statement of values and a criminal background check and complete child safety youth protection training. But any boy of any faith or no faith at all is welcome to join Trail Life, because we think that boys need to be exposed to godly men who can show them what a godly man looks like. So we don't set those restrictions on boys. Bring them. Single okay. moms are loving Trail Life. Single moms are doing a Herculean task at home raising boys by themselves. But here's a place where they can send their sons and know that he's being surrounded by masculine, good, solid adult Christian leadership and learning how to be around in the company of men.
Well, there you have it. We've been talking to Mark Hancock, Trail Life, and this is the faith-based counterpart to Boy Scouts of America. And please go to the website, traillifeusa.com. There's free resources there for you. Let Boys Be Boys, 3 Winning Strategies for Leaders of Boys, and 5 Critical Needs of Boys. Thank you so much for being on the show. And I have one last thing to say, and that is God bless. Well, thanks for being with us. As always, I'd like to encourage you to go to our website, homeschoolcompanion.org. And in the right-hand corner down at the bottom is a donation button. You can donate for any amount, and we will be happy to send you a book from one of the guests that we have interviewed. We also would love to hear your voice, especially with the questions parents ask. You could just record your question and email it to mrgmediaministries@gmail.com, and then we can put it on the air. That'd be really cool. We'd love to hear from you. So with that being said, I've come to the end of the show. God bless.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.